Harper Audio presents Crouching Tiger, Forbidden Vampire by Carolyn Sparks, performed by Enrique Morales. I have to know your scent. She rubbed her nose against his shirt. Lean over, please. He leaned forward slightly, and she buried her nose in the crook of his neck. I can't track down any old vampire I might detect, she whispered against his neck. It has to be you. His hands tightened on her arms. How on earth was he going to work with this woman when he longed to hold her in his arms? Her breath was warm and sweet against his neck. All he had to do was turn his head, and he could kiss her. Would she let him? Would she curl up against him like a tiger kitten and purr? He shoved that thought away. This was business. Only business. I'm ready. She glanced up at him, smiling. I'm screwed. His dead heart squeezed in his chest. Her smile was the most beautiful thing he'd seen in ages. He gathered her close so he could teleport, trying not to think about how good her body felt pressed against his own. Chapter 1. Shrouded in the dark and half hidden behind the thick trunk of an oak tree, Russell Ryan Hankelberg carefully aligned the trajectory of his arrow to the exposed neck of Master Han. Steady, Russell reminded himself in response to the adrenaline pounding through his veins. No point in acting like a human. He wasn't one. Han had made sure of that, and now the bastard would die for it. For over 2 years, through hot, humid jungle and over cold, wind-blown hills, Russell had tracked his prey. Finally, in the next few seconds, it would all be over. His quest for revenge, the culmination of all his rage, the vindication for all he had lost, and the sole purpose for his sorry, undead existence. The clearing where Han stood was about 50 yards away, and a dozen guards stood around the perimeter, four of them holding torches. The flames licked at the overcast night sky and flickered off the polished gold of Master Han's mask. How many times had Russell envisioned ripping the ridiculous piece of metal off the evil vampire's head? In the best-case scenario, he imagined tearing it off before delivering the final blow, so he could watch Han's face as the master bastard realized death was only seconds away. What good was revenge if it wasn't acknowledged? Han needed to know that it was Russell who would end his life and turn him to dust. Han stood at the far side of the clearing, outside the wooden palisade of a camp in northern Myanmar. He was wearing a black Kevlar vest over his red silk robe to protect his heart. If Russell's arrow failed to pierce the vest enough to kill Han, the bastard would simply teleport away. Fortunately, there was more than one way to kill a vampire. So Russell aimed at the neck instead of the heart, hoping that a ripped carotid artery would incapacitate Han enough to keep him from escaping. Then Russell could teleport straight to him, rip off the mask, and sever Han's head with one final swing of his sword. The dozen armed guards were probably super soldiers, mutated by Han's demon buddy, Darifer, and they were going to be a problem. Even so, Russell couldn't take them out first. Their deaths would alert Han, and the cowardly cretin would teleport away like the last few times Russell had come close to killing him. Russell gritted his teeth with impatience, so close but still unable to shoot. Han was standing next to the kidnapped dragon shifter, practically hugging him as he taught the young captive the proper stance for drawing back a bow. With a silent curse, Russell lifted his finger off the trigger of his crossbow. He'd seen the boy once before, so he recognized him. Since dragon shifters age twice as fast as mortals, Xiao Fang looked about 12 years old.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?